Nehemiah chapter number 4.
Thank you, Lord.
1 through 6. Nehemiah chapter number 4. Verses 1 through 6. If conditional. If you are a child of God, there is one thing that I know about you tonight. And that is, you have some oppositions in your life. Now, if you're sitting here tonight and you find yourself with no resistance, I have absolutely nothing to say to you tonight. Don't even want to talk to you. I want to talk to the people that came tonight. And every time you try to move forward, there's something pushing, something stopping, something holding you. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you that is praying, doing the right thing, and you still can't get the results that you need. And you are about to throw in the towel saying, God, where are you? I'm doing everything. I'm fasting. I'm praying. I'm on my knees. I'm doing everything, but where are you? And God is saying, I'm right there. Don't give up on God, for He won't give up on you. He's able. And so when you begin to go through something and you have oppositions, the oppositions are verification that you are on the right path. See, sometimes we say, Lord, take this away. And God is saying, but I need a check right there. I need for you to understand that the only reason that you're going through something is because you belong to me. And because if Satan allows you to get there, you can't be stopped. Now, the there is your mark, is your place of grace, is your anointing. You spend all day focusing on a job. And God is saying, you don't even need a job for me to pay your bills.
All right now.
The truth told, your check can't pay your bills anyway.
All right.
God is saying, what you need to do is seek ye first the kingdom. Now, the kingdom of God is the will of God. So when I pray, I need to first listen to God in order to tell God what He told me. And so when I tell Him, He has to do the thing because He told me to say it.
All right now.
Now when God tells you what to pray, and you begin to pray His will, not yours, but His will.
That's right.
Now God says, because you ask for it, I have to do it.
All right, man.
Nehemiah found himself with lots of resistance. And so sometimes in life, you'll find yourself going through something. And it seems like the people that is giving you the most hell are the people that should be embracing you. Because if this thing works for Nehemiah, it also works for his three friends. So I'm sure his question is, why are you fighting me?
All right now.
Everybody cannot go where you're going.
Amen. That's right.
They can be sister, brother, mother, father, but they can't go where you're going. There's an outer court, an inner court, and then there's the holy of holy places. Anybody can stand on the outside. Anybody can clap their hands, but it takes a special person to press into God, begin to praise Him, begin to worship Him, leave yourself outside, and I don't care what you think about me. I don't care if my own is hanging on. I don't care if somebody just came out of the club. God is saying, but you got to press into me.
Yes.
And when you begin to press into God,
all right,
God says, come on in. And as you begin to get closer to God, you think, because some preacher fooled you and says the closer you get to God, the more He's going to do for you, the more He's going to work it out. And somebody fooled you, so what you discovered is the closer you get to God, the more hell you begin to go through.
Oh, all right now.
Wow.
All right.
You could have left me in the club.
All right.
At least when I was in the club, everybody liked me. Now I come to church and I can't find a friend. At least when I was in the club, I can get a drink, somebody to share with me. I come to church and I need medicine. Not crack, I need medicine. Not a cigarette, and I can't even find it in the church.
All right.
But God allows you to begin to perfect. When I say perfect, it has nothing to do with being sinless. It has everything to do with a spiritual maturity. God is not interested in your comfort level. God doesn't care really how you feel more than he cares about the mission that you have to accomplish for him. If that was the case, there's no way Jesus would have been on the cross, because God would have said, oh, I can't let you experience that. But there are some crosses that you got to bear, and you just got to go along with it. And see, when Jesus was on the cross, he says, my God, why?
Have thou forsaken me. Alright now.
Oh, he'll never place more on you than you can bear. You got to quit.
Alright.
Unless he placed more on you than you can bear. How do you know what grace looked like? You got to find yourself going through something and throw up your hands and say, for God I live and for God I die. Then grace steps in. And when grace steps in, oh, it's amazing what God can do. When you discover that you can't do nothing else. Nehemiah went to a point where he said, I can't do a thing about it. And God is saying, that's exactly where I want you to be.
All right.
You see, because we think that we can do it. Notice about this prophet is that at no time does he turn to his friend and get an attitude with his friends.
All right, now.
At no time. Watch this. God said, vengeance is mine.
That's right.
Be careful. Now, the Bible says there's a time and a season for everything. There's a time for peace and there's a time for war. There's a time to laugh and there's a time to cry. See, you come to church and you get really porkish in church. Oh, it's just the way it is and I can't do nothing about it. And God is saying, you better begin to speak to that situation. You better begin to speak to that devil and tell that devil to get out of your house. You have dominion, power, authority over Satan, but you better open your mouth and you better begin to hit him with the word. You better begin to tell him what your daddy promised you.
Yes.
I'm talking about your daddy who's not a liar. I'm talking about your daddy who says, I'll never put out a word. The word come back void. If I said it, I said it out, it's going to accomplish whatever it is.
All right, now.
And he says about you, he says, I knew you before I even put you, formed you in your mother's womb. He said, I already knew you.
That's right.
Now, if your daddy, the creator, already knows you, he already knows the course that your crazy self going to take.
Yeah.
Don't you think he's already made a way for you?
Yes.
See, everything that comes against you, he says, you can overcome that.
Right.
There's nothing that has happened in your life that you cannot overcome.
Right.
There's nothing that nobody is attempting to do, will do, try to do to you that you can't overcome. Whatever it is that God allows to happen in your life is for a purpose.
Right.
Every tear you ever cry is for a purpose. Every night you ever stayed up, couldn't sleep, is for a purpose.
Right.
Everything that you've experienced is for a purpose. And so God will allow you to go through it. He'll get you to the other side. Once you get to the other side, he'll say, now pay me over here.
Okay. All right now.
Because your blessings are never for you.
Yes.
Amen.
They're for somebody else.
Yes.
So whatever he gives you when you come through, you got to reach back to somebody else.
That's
because
right.
He allows you to come through. Because he needs to show somebody that I can undo a do. I know you messed up, but I can turn that thing around. Have you ever been going through something and know that you did it and you were all jacked up, but somehow God showed you favor, God smiled on you, he turned that thing around. It was ugly on this side, but when God finished, you came out looking good. Have you ever been going through something and it got really hot, but on the other side, you didn't even smell like the smoke, the mess, the boo-boo you just came out of? God will clean up a mess. Begin to go through something.
All right.
Now, notice as he began to go through something. Somebody read verse number one for me quickly, please. Verse number one. He began to go through.
But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews.
What he says now, but it came to pass. So in other words, he says, I'm going through something, but when you begin to go through, the word that I want to leave with you tonight is focus.
Mm-hmm. Focus.
Yes.
Focus.
That's right.
Focus. So verse number one, as he began to go through, mm-hmm. he understood that he had to be faithful.
All right.
In other words, when you're going through something, you may feel like giving up, but stay faithful. You may feel like giving up, but stay faithful. You may feel like giving up, but stay faithful. I'm talking to somebody. Don't you throw in the towel right now. You are about to see the manifestation of God. You are about to see the Shekinah glory of God. Don't you throw in the towel. You got to stay faithful.
Thank you, Lord.
When you stay faithful, you give God something to work with.
Yes.
When you stay faithful and you're going through something and it looks bad, sound bad, everything around you is looking really tore up,
yes.
but you still faithful
yes.
because you see something that don't nobody else see. I just told you, everybody will believe your dreams, but you gotta see it. You gotta stay faithful. To what God not is calling you, has called you to.
All right, now.
Look at verse number two. Read verse number two.
And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned?
Listen. Point number two. His offense. When you begin to go through something, mm-hmm. always expect people to offend you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, now.
Expect it. Oh, I'm surprised they did that. Why? I'm telling you. Expect it. I'm telling you.
All right, Dad.
Expect people to let you down. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Not because they want to, but because we have the bloodline of Adam. That's just what we do. Even though we're born again, every now and then we step out of the blood of the Lamb and we jump back into the crazy blood of Adam because we like our sins. We can't say that, but we really like some of the drama that we're going through. That's why people sometimes don't get out of it and they say, well, God has not delivered me. The devil is a lie. God has delivered you. You just ain't ready to go. But God has already delivered you. You gotta expect to be offended when you're going through something. Now, the offense is there to be a stumbling block. A stumbling block can never stop you. It just temporarily sets you back. It allows you or calls you to stumble. But God is saying, I'm a lifter. I know you fell down. I know you did this. But I'm going to lift you back up. And see, when God lifts you up, nobody else can come and knock you down. Not like that. I've been through some things with you before, but you won't get me like that again. You may get me somewhere different, but this one, oh baby, I paid for my education on this one. So now I understand what not to do. Sometimes God has to allow us to go through something, not because he wants to show us what to do, but so we can scratch one thing off and say, I'll never do that one again.
All right now. Hallelujah.
Expect offense. Now look at verse number 3. Read verse number 3, please.
Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall.
Watch this. He says, the little wall that you built,
mm-hmm.
he said, it's so weak.
Fox.
He said, the fox just jump on the
jump
wall
over and break it down.
And just knock it down.
All right, now.
You built something, but it ain't no good.
All right, now.
It may not be any good to you, but if I take this little bag of rice and bless it, if I take this little fish and little barley loaves and lift it and give it some thanks for it and give it some praise for it, it may be little in your eyes, but in his hand, oh my God. things that people try not to ever open.
Thank you, Lord.
Verse number 3, the word is character. In other words, all of his friends talking, you got to keep cool.
Yeah.
They talking about if the fox jump up here, this, that. And the prophet said, nothing. But listen, you don't have to defend yourself.
Lord have mercy. All right now.
You know, somebody say something, then there you go trying to explain. Faith cannot be explained. Faith must be fought. If God told you something, be crazy enough to follow him. Quit trying to explain the favor of God, because you can't do it. I don't know why God is blessing you. I don't know why God keep opening doors for you. And I don't care. But Lord, keep on blessing me. And even if you're not blessing me, I'm standing right next to Reggie. I must be next in line. I don't have to hate him. I need to get closer, because the same God that is working out for him, it's the same God that I'm still waiting on. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. For the Bible declares, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm going through hell. I may look weak, and you may think my wall will fall, but my strength is really in the joy of the Lord. In other words, I know what I can't do. Therefore, I'm smart enough to allow grace to abide, and so I can step back, allow grace to step forward, and then I can watch my God deliver me. Always, always, always follow what God is saying. Never, ever, ever try to defend yourself. If I don't like you, I don't care what you say as a reason for you doing it, I'm still not going to like you.
All right.
That's right.
Quit trying to explain everything.
That's right.
Shut up.
Oh my God.
Shut up.
Amen.
You say this, God said that. What am I going to talk to you for? He told me what he's going to do for me. He promised never to leave me, never forsake me. What am I going to try to explain it to you for? He promised me that he'll supply all of my needs. What am I going to try to explain to you how I'm going to get a job? Baby, I don't need a job. I need a relationship with God. Baby, I don't need what you think I need. I just need a closer walk. With him.
Yes, Lord.
Look, verse number 4. Read verse number 4.
Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity.
Watch this, listen. He says, hear, O God. He began verse number 4 with a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
You see the prayer? Yeah. Read the prayer again.
Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity.
Now wait a minute, it's my problem. My problem is, why is the prophet, the man of God, praying? Not say, Lord, forgive them and bless them, but he says, God, in essence, remember what they do.
What now?
Right.
Vengeance is mine, said the Lord, but vindication is yours. Don't ever forget that. God will repay, but God will always vindicate you. You going through something and people been laughing at you, at the end, God says, I'll vindicate you, and you don't even have to fight. He says, I'll fight your battles. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord, but he'll give you vindication. He'll give you peace at the close of the day. When everything is over and everybody has laughed at you, God is saying, now I'll make your enemies your footstool. God sometimes will allow you to go through something and you pray and say, Lord, please don't let this. If this happened, I'm going to be so embarrassed. And God is saying, good, I'm going to let that very thing happen. Oh, God, please don't let this happen. If I lose my job, my house is gone. And God pulls your job just to show you that I'll pull your job and you'll keep your house. I'll pull your job and you'll keep your house. I'll pull your job and now you'll have more money unemployed than you had when you was employed, because you were working for the wrong man.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He says, I pray And notice when he begins to pray. His prayer, in essence, keep his eyes focused on Satan and not his situation. See, you're mad with Miss Mary. Why? Why? This is spiritual warfare. It's not about fists, not about fighting. Spiritual. You're looking at a person and Satan is laughing. And he says, and you really don't even believe that I'm real. Because you think Mary offended you. Mary didn't do anything to you. It's the evil spirit within Mary that did it to you. And see, that's why you have to understand that this is a spiritual thing. And so you got to keep your eyes on this. But watch this. If you remove your ego, and so when you get to a point where you cannot offend me, I'm free from you. Say what you want to say. It don't bother me. Because I know that's not me. I may have been through some stuff. I may have been down and out. But that's not who I am. Yeah, I did that. See, but what God has the power to do is erase, is to blot out everything that I ever gone through. So you still stuck on what I did when I was 20. You remember he got caught doing this. And he went to jail for that. And he was smoking over there. You still remember that foolishness from way back instead of seeing where I'm going. I had to go through there to get here. I had to experience that so I understand that when God brings me through, nobody but God, I can give him some praise. So when I come to church, I don't need somebody to pump me up. I'm already on fire because I know the goodness of God. I don't need somebody to scream in my ear because I already know the God that I serve. On Monday, he'll do a miracle. On Tuesday, he'll give me thanksgiving. On Wednesday, he'll take my weakness, turn it around. On Thursday, he'll talk to me. On Friday.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Look at
thank you,
verse number 6.
Thank you, Lord.
Verse number 6. I'm sorry, verse number 4. The word was understanding. Understanding. Have an understanding. You get the understanding through prayer. Now look at verse number 6 in closing. Read verse number 6.
So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work.
Listen to what he said. He says the people had a mind to work. Nehemiah, this whole series, 8-part series that we're dealing with, kingdom building, one stone at a time. The whole book of Nehemiah is about leadership. Now, if you are in a position of leader or leadership position, you need to understand that people are supposed to come against you. They're supposed to do this. Watch this. The S in focus is for source. Always understand that your greatest asset, your greatest source on the earth is always people. Never your stuff. When you begin to go through something, God will always match you, marry you to someone else. In your worst hour, God always allowed somebody to show up. And it was probably somebody who did not even like you. But they end up blessing you anyway. God will always make a way out of no way in your life. God will always, always show up. And so as he began to focus, he connected him with the source. And the source was people. In leadership, you cannot lead without people. You need people. Therefore, be careful how you treat people. For the Bible declares, you just may be entertaining.
That's right.
I know you thought, oh, they don't have anything to offer. See, it's the one that you think don't have anything to offer.
That's right.
That's the one that always have to bum a ride.
Yeah, the little.
So, they spend all their time on their knees.
All right.
See, because they just can't jump in the car and just go because the car may not start.
That's right.
You never experienced that. I remember when I was in college, my car would start to the third time, try every time. I don't know why. See, but that thing helped me pray.
I would do it for you and roll it off.
Uh-huh. See, but then you become just grown, and now you got everything in luxury. And so now you don't have to say, Lord, please let it start. Or Lord, please don't let this tie over here, the one where the wine's on. Please don't let this one burn. Go, Lord, put your place. Well, you have to realize that the source.
Yes, Lord, I thank you.
Stay faithful.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Expect people, opposition, to come against you.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep your character.
Yes.
Always have understanding as you're going through something.
Yes.
Never forget.
Yes.
God is your source.
Yes.
Stay focused. Overcoming oppositions. Have you been blessed tonight?